I need for you to fetch me a book. It's a journal written by a former professor here at the university.
He means he wants us to steal the book.
Royce had picked up what looked to be a 6-inch incisor from a bear and was rolling it between his hands.
More like borrow without permission.
Can't you just ask? Especially since you only want to borrow it.
I'm afraid that won't be possible. First, it would be heretical to read this book. And second, the owner doesn't lend his things. In fact, the owner has lived his entire life sealed off from the entire world.
Who are we talking about here?
The head of the Nephron Church. His Supreme Holiness, the Patriarch Nilnev.
The Patriarch? The Patriarch?
The old man didn't look amused.
At last count, there was still just the one.
Hadrian shook his head as he walked in a small circle, stepping carefully to avoid islands of books.
Honestly, did you really have to go that far?
How do you mean?
Couldn't you have demanded we steal the moon away from the stars? Why not request I help abduct the daughter of the Lord God Maribor?
Maribor doesn't have a daughter.
Oh, well, that explains it then.
Royce smiled.
I'm starting to like him.
And I don't trust you.
Royce nodded approvingly.
That's the smartest thing I've heard you say yet. You might be right, old man. I think I've already been a good influence on him.
This isn't a joke, Hadrian. Royce has been planning this job for months. He's confident it can be done.
It can be, but by me alone. I hadn't been counting on anyone else, and certainly not him.
It has to be with Hadrian, or not at all.
Well, that cinches it then. Not at all.
Fine. But then your debt to me remains unpaid.